USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It may be a while before Americans see gas prices come down. West Texas Intermediate crude futures reaching $68.65 on Tuesday, which is its highest level in more than 2 years. Oil prices are up about 30% this year. Meantime, help is on the way. OPEC and its allies agreeing to boost production in July, keeping a promise they made in April to return to 2.1 million barrels per day to the market. Texas leaders are upset with how the final hours of the state's legislative session closed Monday night after Democrats walked out before voting on a bill they claim suppresses Texas voters. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is blaming House Republican leader Dade Phelan for allowing it to happen.
The Speaker of the House told the Democrats earlier that evening he would not lock the doors, he would not send the state police.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Another state is looking to replace Iowa to have the nation's first presidential primary contest. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi has the details.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move.
Major League Baseball's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta at first faced major backlash. Now it's facing a lawsuit. The Job Creators Network has filed a $100 million lawsuit in federal court in New York. Part of the suit demands the game return to Cobb County, Georgia. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
Frankly, didn't want to end up in courts, but we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we are here to right a very, very bad wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new bird flu strain has folks on edge across the world.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu. China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Naomi Osaka is withdrawing from the French Open. Tennis icon and ESPN analyst Chrissy Evert talking about the stunning move on ABC's Good Morning America.
I really respect Naomi for being a spokesperson, and she has been the darling of the media. That's what makes this really interesting. These athletes are teenagers and in their early 20s, and they can't cope with what a 45, 50-year-old golfer can cope with. You know, you have the press really have to have some compassion and some respect for the questions that they ask, because it's really putting a lot of the players off.
Osaka revealing that she's been battling depression since 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.